Welcome to the Time to Thrive podcast, a podcast designed to help you level up every aspect in your life. I am one of your hosts, Jordan.
And I'm Jared. We are a multi-passionate couple so excited about helping others thrive in their health, wealth, relationships, and careers.
Together, we are here to share with you knowledge, experiences, tips, and tricks to help you step into your fullest potential while also keeping it real.
If you're ready to create the life of your dreams and have fun doing it, then you've come to the right place. So hit that subscribe button and press play, because baby, it's time to thrive. Welcome back into the Time to Thrive episode. Today we are going to be having a solo episode with just myself. And today we're going to be diving into the truth that separates successful people from those that say that they're stuck. Just being interested gets you just interested results. Commitment is required to every single thing that you do. So if you've ever wondered why some people achieve extraordinary successes while other people struggle to make progress, it comes down to one thing: commitment. Interest is, it's a fleeting thing. It fades when things get tough. But commitment, that's what keeps you pushing forward even when the odds are against you. And that's where you see the results. So today, I want you to think deeply about your own level of commitment, because by the end of this episode, I want you to make a choice. And I want you to make a choice on if you are going to stay interested or if you're ready to commit fully to the life that you want to be living. So we think of that. We think of the problem and we say, why is being interested? Why is it not enough? We live in a world where it is so easy to be interested in success. Social media is constantly feeding us a highlight reel of people's achievements and their big, big things that they've accomplished. Building businesses, hitting fitness goals, living their lives in freedom and wealth. It's inspiring, sure, but it makes us want to chase after those things too. But inspiration without commitment is completely useless. And that's the hard truth. The hard truth around it is that most people are never going to move past the interested phase, okay? They think of an idea of success, but they're not willing to make the sacrifices that are required. They want the rewards. They want to see the benefits, but they don't want to deal with the struggles. They get excited over new opportunities, but as soon as obstacles appear, they back off. So what I want to do with you guys today is I want to break this down further. Interested people do what's convenient. They take action when they feel like it. They show up when things are easy, when the conditions are perfect, when the motivation is high. But the moment that things become uncomfortable, that's when they check out. Committed people, like you, a committed person, they do what's necessary. They take action no matter what. They push through fatigue, self-doubt, obstacles, because they've already decided that quitting is not an option. So think of this example. Think about New Year's resolutions. Every single January, the gyms are packed. And honestly, I'm thankful. I love it. I will never be a person that complains about busy gyms, because all that means is that people are trying to get better. People are excited to get fit. But by February, the crowd thins out. Why? Because most people were just interested in getting fit. But the ones that are still there in June, those are the committed ones. I've already noticed a massive decrease in the amount of people that go to the gym at the time that I go to the gym, and it is a fading amount every single week. So now I want you to think of a time when you said that you wanted something, but you didn't follow through with it. Maybe you signed up for that gym membership, but you stopped going after a few weeks. Maybe you started that business and you gave up because things weren't growing fast enough. Maybe you set a goal to read more books, but you got distracted by Netflix. Why did you stop in those situations? Chances are you were interested, but you weren't committed. And that's the difference between people who succeed and people who stay stuck.
Okay, guys, let me ask you something. What if you could create a life you love while helping others feel their best? Whether you're looking for a little extra income or dreaming of total financial flexibility, we've got something you need to hear.
This opportunity is more than just health and wellness products. It's a community, a purpose, and a proven business model that can fit into your busy life. Whether you're a full-time professional, a busy parent, or just someone who's looking for a little bit more, this gives you the flexibility to build a business on your terms.
you'll have access to premium plant-based products that people love. Think skincare, nutrition, and wellness that actually make a difference. Plus, you'll get all the training and support you need so you can start building your business with confidence, even if you've never done anything like this before. Trust me, I went to school for teeth.
Imagine earning an extra income doing something you're passionate about, connecting with an inspiring community, and creating the freedom that you've been craving.
So if you're ready to take control of your time, your finances, and your future, let's chat. Send us a message or click the link in the show notes to learn more about how you can get started today.
We're going to go into the power of commitment. Commitment is this invisible force behind every single major success story, and it's the reason why people achieve incredible things despite the challenges, the setbacks, and the failures. When you are committed, you make success an inevitable option. And why? Because commitment removes the doubt. It eliminates the question of if and replaces it with how. How instead of wondering, can I do this? You ask yourself, what do I need to do to make this happen? Consider the greatest athletes, entrepreneurs, people that you look up to, leaders in your business or in this world. They never got there by accident. They didn't just dabble in what they were doing when they felt like it. They committed fully and they never stopped until they got to where they want to be. You think of Michael Jordan, you think of Kobe Bryant, you think of any celebrity athlete or entrepreneur that came into this world. He wasn't just interested in basketball. He was committed. He practiced when nobody was watching. He was there early. He showed up every single day. And it wasn't just when he was in the mood. That's why he became the best at what he did, was because he did it when he wasn't in the mood. So think of your own life. What have you achieved because you were fully committed? Think about that. Maybe you finished school because you refused to quit. Maybe you excelled in a job that you climbed the corporate ladder and because you showed up consistently with the best foot forward. Maybe you built a strong relationship with somebody because you put the effort in even in the tough times. Commitment produces results. Interest does not. And I want you to remember that every single day that you think things are getting hard. So let's look at the common excuses about why and how things that keep people stuck. So let's address the most common excuse here that stops people from committing to their goals. Number one, I don't have time. We all have the same 24 hours, and I understand that circumstances may be different between you, myself, somebody else that you look up to, but we all have the same 24 hours. And the difference here is, how do you use them? People that are committed, they make the time for what matters. They cut out the distractions. They wake up earlier. They don't watch the sixth episode on Netflix when it tells you, are you still watching? They prioritize their goal over temporary pleasures. Okay? A busy parent or a busy person that wants to start a business, they might have to wake up an hour earlier or do it during their lunch breaks or do it an hour later before they go to bed. They don't wait for the free time. They create the free time. I'm too tired. Energy comes from action. When you start taking consistent action inside of your businesses, your energy increases. The more that you move, the more momentum that you build. When you go to the gym and you don't go for 6 weeks, you're going to feel sluggish and tired every single day. When you don't do something with inside your business, you're going to feel resentment and tired towards it because you aren't showing up. You create the energy by showing up. So an example, when you are going to the gym, when you are running your business, you are literally doing this in so much momentum and you are training yourself every single day to do something that you don't feel like. And over time, your stamina is going to build. I'll start when things settle down. Life will always be busy. I hate to break it to you, but life is always going to be busy, and actually it's going to get busier the longer that things happen. There will never be a perfect time to start a business. There will never be a perfect time to get fit. There will never be a perfect time to start something that you are passionate about. But if you wait for the right conditions, you're going to be waiting forever. And the best time to start was yesterday. The second time to start is right now. Right now. Okay? Don't ever think that tomorrow is going to be a better day to start your business, because right now was the time. So start today. Think about this. How do we move from being an interested individual to a committed individual? You have to decide that quitting is not an option, because when you commit, you remove that backup plan. You burn the boats and you make success the only way forward. If quitting is an option, you're going to take it 10 out of 10 times when things get hard. So remove that option. Don't allow yourself to even have that opportunity to say, you know what, things are hard today, so I'm going to quit. You need to be able to take action every single day, no matter what. Small, consistent steps, they beat those big bursts of effort. Instead of doing 1,000 things in one day, think about doing 10 things today consistently and compound that over time. Every single time you do it, the consistency is going to get better. You don't have to do something massive every single day. You just have to keep pushing that ball forward. Create accountability with yourself. Tell somebody your goal. Tell people that your goal. Scream it from the rooftops that this is going to be your goal, and there is nothing that's going to stop you until you get it done. Surround yourself with the people that push you forward, that want to see you thrive, that want to see you push. Find a mentor, a coach, someone that's going to help you follow through on the actions that you told yourself that you were going to do. Because if you aren't committed to your goal and you have someone else telling you about it, you will take that first step and you're going to quit, and I don't want you to quit. So measure the progress, not the perfection, okay? Success is not about being perfect. It's about improving over time. So track those actions, bring those small wins, and bring them out and celebrate them. Don't just think about the big things that need to get done. Adjust your approach when needed, but never stop moving forward, please. And you need to start making those sacrifices. Commitment means that you're going to stop doing what doesn't serve you, all right? Maybe that means you're going to cut back on some TV and you're going to work your business. Maybe that means that you're going to skip some of the nights out that were realistically pointless to invest into your health instead of waking up in the morning and feeling like garbage. Because every single choice that you make is bringing you either closer to your goal or it's pulling you further away. So I want you to choose wisely. I want to leave you guys with a challenge here so that you can figure out, are you interested in success or are you just committed? Look at your actions, because these are what's going to tell you the truth. Interest fades when things get hard. Commitment keeps going. Interest waits for the right time, but commitment takes action now. Right now, I want you to make the decision. What's one thing that you are going to commit to fully? Fully. Not when things get easy, not when you feel like it, but every single day, no matter what the circumstances. Take that first step. Take that first action, because commitment is going to win every single time. Thank you guys for spending the time with me on this episode. And I want you guys to hit me up on Instagram and tell me what you are committing to. I love you. I'll see you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It is our mission to help as many people truly thrive in all aspects of their life. It honestly means the world to us that you are here.
If you got any value, support, or takeaways from today's episode, the best thing that you can do is screenshot this episode and share it to your social media. Or you can leave us a review below. We read every single one.
If you are looking for additional support or resources, check the episode details below or send us a message on Instagram. We would love to connect.